Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.
Gelling takes no chances, back to the edge of the FC Alamann penalty area. Carl Clark to his right, short pass. Callum Sherry slips as he gets it down the line to Steve Whitley. Back to Sherry here, under pressure from two Cheadle Town players. One of them is Edson Catter, and he is closed down by a combination of him and Jonathan Nixon. He'll pick it up on the left flank, whips it into the box, takes a big deflection, falls back to Sheriff and G on the edge of the box, gets it down to Steffel, pulls it back for Hevingham, and it's off the post of Mark Blair on his right-hand side, cleared away by Callum Sherry. First chance for either side at the moment falls to the Cheadle Town captain. Sheriff and G retrieving it on the right edge of the box, pulled it back to Aaron Hevingham, who was striding onto it, tried to place it, went for placement rather than power, beat Mark Blair down to his right, Nick, clips off the outside of the post, Darren.
Yeah, good chance for Cheadle Town. FC Alamann, I think, just caught sleeping just a little bit, having him on that edge of the area. His shot wasn't the best, but clearly caused a few issues for Mark Blair, who just about got a hand on it.
Gelling feeds it out to the left flank. Jacob Crook with a little bit of space, eyes it up and cuts infield instead. Crook, little deflected pass across the Cheadle Town penalty area. He's going to be picked up by Hevingham for the visitors. His ball out to Catter, intercepted by Callum Sherry. Whitley lifts it over Hevingham and then loops it out and over Bickerton to Callum Sherry, who manages to drive in on the right edge of the box, feeds it across goal. Touch towards goal here, bit of a scramble. Crook, who manages to swivel and put it into the top corner. FC Alamann 1, Cheadle Town 0. Maybe not how they envisaged it when Callum Sherry rifled it across the penalty area, but they found the back of the net, the home side, inside 20 minutes. It was the work of Whitley and Sherry down the right-hand side. Sherry driving past his marker to the ball, and he clipped it across goal. A little back heel almost by Charlie Higgins took it into the path of Jacob Crook, who, under pressure from the keeper, took it onto his left foot and with his back to goal swivelled and rifled it into the top corner. So FC Alamann, with just under 19 minutes played, take the lead, Darren. FC Alamann 1, Cheadle Town 0.
Yeah, really, really good finish from Jacob Crook there. It looked like for a moment the opportunity had gotten away from him. He just tried to get the ball under his feet, didn't he? And then it just wandered for just half a second, had it gone. But a really good turn, and on the turn into the top left-hand corner.
Good footwork here by Kvatanik here. Scored his first goal for the club, incidentally, last week, did Kvatanik, in the 1-1 draw against Exton Villa. That's a nice ball out to the right. Steve Whitley now charging in on the edge of the box. Here is Whitley. Whitley to curl one to goal, and it's straight to the midriff of James Hodges. But Whitley posing a threat this time for FC Alamann. It was floated out to him, and he just managed to chest it past his marker, Bickerton, and then get away from the challenger, Tierney. On his favoured left foot, Darren, curled it towards goal. Quite a tame effort. Well, actually, we'll come back to that moment, because Pinnington is now rifling on the edge of the box, forces the save from Hodges after a good run between two defenders there. And Cheadle Town clearing out to their right-hand side, but just at the moment, they're on the ropes here, the visitors at the moment. Steve Whitley denied by Hodges. It was a routine save, that, but then they lose possession inside their own half. Pinnington picks it up. He's looked lively in these opening periods for FC Alamann. Dance past two challenges, rivals a shot straight at Hodges. It took a big right hand from Hodges to turn that away, Darren.
Yeah, it was good goalkeeping for both, really, for the first one as well. Just making sure he's set in his position, but in the second one, getting a big hand to it, because Dean Pinnington hit that one with a lot of power.
Throw down the left-hand side for FC Alamann is then cleared back forwards by Omorogbe Ojo. Headed away by Maitland on the edge of the FC Alamann box. Rogers Morris wants to bring this down. Does so. Kvatanik. Deflected ball. Oh, and Sheriff and G takes... Oh, he does it. It's a penalty. Penalty for Cheadle Town right at the end of the half here. Confusion from FC Alamann. It was a deflected ball through the heart of the FC Alamann defence, and the FC Alamann defence just seemed to have stopped. And is that a red card as well, Darren?
Potentially. I've not seen the referee brandish anything yet, but...
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
I think it
looks like Callum Sherry may have been sent off here, because then Sheriff and G has just jumped between Sherry and Mark Blair as the goalkeeper came out. And G's gone down under a challenge. I think the referee has decided that Callum Sherry was the culprit. And indeed, this looks like a sending off here, Darren. So there has been a bit of a wait, and G had just been brought down by Callum Sherry as he tried to run the goalkeeper after a big mix-up from a deflected pass through the heart of the FC Alamann defence. It's Kvatanik versus Blair here. Kvatanik steps up right-footed, low into Blair's bottom left-hand corner, and we're level just before the break. FC Alamann 1, Cheadle Town 1. After Sheriff and G brought down by Callum Sherry inside the FC Alamann penalty area, Callum Sherry sent off as a result for denial of a clear goal-scoring opportunity. Up stepped Oliver Kvatanik in the third minute of stoppage time at the end of this first period to level things up. They've grown into the game in the last 15 minutes, have the visitors, and they've got their reward, Darren. 1-1.
Yeah, they have. Exactly what they would have needed. We spoke about the importance of getting a goal, or, you know, the importance of not conceding a goal before the end of the first half. Cheadle Town, they haven't really created as many chances as they would have liked, but NG just getting on the end of that loose ball, doing really well to just kind of cut back inside. And I was a bit unsure at first between if it was Mark Blair or Sherry with the offence. Obviously Sherry's the one who's been sent off. Kvatanik, I think you said, only got his first goal of the season last week, so it's 2-2
back
for
to
him.
Back goals, not a bad couple of weeks for Oliver Kvatanik there. Harry Best is there to intercept. Looks down the left-hand flank. That's the last action of the first half as Aaron Hevingham clears for a throw-in. Well, all the action happening right at the end of this first half here. Half-time, FC Edelman 1, Cheadle Town 1. But it's Cheadle Town now on the break down the left-hand side. Edson Catter, after a slip, just clips it through the centre, looking for Kovatnik in the box here. And they haven't dealt with it, FC Edelman. It's half-cleared. Mark Blair with a double save. Big stop. It's fallen back out to Catter on the left edge of the box. Carl Clark does enough to wrestle it away from him. Carl Watson clears down the right. Big scare for FC Edelman. But here come the Ravens on the break. Whitley cuts it infield to Pinnington. It could be 3v3 if they play this right. FC Edelman. Pinnington gets to the edge of the box. Pinnington low for goal. Big save from Hodges down to his left. Chances at both ends. Cleared up to the halfway line. Carl Watson heads back forward. And Catter to bring this down. That's a heavy touch. Watson back to Gelling. Chances at both ends. We'll recap them in just a moment as the ball goes forward through the Cheadle Town defence down their left-hand side. That's going to bobble straight past Thomas Deere. He'll watch it back to his goalkeeper. But chances at both ends there. It was a lovely through ball on that left-hand side into the path of Kovatnik. It was sent through on goal up against the SLM goalkeeper, Mark Blair. He made the save. It fell out to Rogers Morris around 25 yards out, who arrowed it towards goal. Saved by the right foot of Mark Blair this time around. And then up the other end, FC Edelman, Dean Pennington charging forward in a 3v3 and driving one to low to the goalkeeper's left-hand side, and Hodges with a big save. Two big sets of chances, Darren.
Yeah, and I've got to say, Rogers, Rob, should have scored. He should have absolutely buried that into the bottom corner of the goal.
Kelly just able to hold off his marker, allowed him to roll his marker, and then from around 35 yards out, tried the very spectacular indeed, and it didn't pay off, Darren, at all.
No, it didn't, but going back to the move before as well, and gee, he's done it a few times today, which has surprised me. He's kind of gone for the pass, he's not gone for the shot tonight, which, he's scored 25 goals this season. I thought in that opportunity just then, he would have gone for goal.
Hevingham, that's a nice ball through the heart of the Esselman defence to Nixon, who stayed onside and found the bottom corner. Eye of the needle pass. And Jonathan Nixon punishes FC Edelman. FC Edelman 1, Cheadle Town 2, with just under 10 minutes still to play. And it's one ball through the heart of the FC Edelman defence that does the damage. Aaron Hevingham and Jonathan Nixon. He's been caught offside a couple of times in this second period, but he times the run to perfection this time around the back of the FC Edelman defence. Brings it under his control, one on one with Mark Blair. Slots it into Blair's bottom right hand corner. Cool as you like from the Cheadle Town striker. And while it has been quite a evenly matched second half here, despite the disparity between the numbers for both sides on the pitch, Cheadle Town have made it count into the final 10 minutes. FC Edelman 1, Cheadle Town 2. And it feels like a long way back for FC Edelman already, Darren.
Yeah, obviously it's only one goal, but it's what Cheadle Town were looking for. And it was a really, really good finish for Nixon as well. But the ball into him from Hevingham. To have the vision to find him just in that little bit of space, to touch initially to get around the defender, and then the strike on goal past Mark Blair into that bottom post. Absolutely perfect from a Cheadle Town point of view. Not so from FC Edelman. They've got a bit of a mountain to climb now.
Looking to turn away from Llorente. Llorente's having none of it. Gets it out to the right for Sheriff and G. That is the last action of the game. And Cheadle Town take their second victory here at the Bowl. In of their meetings with FC Edelman. Full time here at the Bowl. It's FC Edelman 1, Cheadle Town 2.
Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.